today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. They need to be making daily deposits now in the offseason if they plan on making successful withdrawals this winter.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done!
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
Hi, this is Jay Billis of ESPN. You're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. I'm sweating already.
Thanks for tuning into the show that truly serves the basketball community and makes every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Dr. Dish, the creators of the world's best shooting machine. In today's episode, I propose some advice for maximizing the offseason. But before I dive in, did you know that Crossover makes film sessions more efficient by clipping and tagging your video for you? With a turnaround time as short as 12 hours, Crossover can provide you with shot charts and stats that you can access from any mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free. You got up early. He slept in. You trained with a purpose. He did a few push-ups. You made 500 shots a day. He just played horse. You watched your diet. He went to Burger King. You worked on your weaknesses. He ignored his. You studied film. He watched Family Guy reruns. You went to bed early. He stayed up all night. You took notes. He just doodled. You worked on your game. He worked on his tan. You got to workouts 30 minutes early. He came 2 minutes late. You studied your playbook. He played Xbox. You went the extra mile. He took the shortcut. You craved the uncomfortable. He enjoyed the warm and fuzzy. You put your heart into everything you did. He did just enough to get by. You dreamed of success. He feared failure. You wanted it. He didn't. You won. He lost. You are a champion. He isn't. You left a legacy. He's left with regret. It's vital that both coaches and players acknowledge that what they do today will determine how successful they are next season. They need to be making daily deposits now in the offseason if they plan on making successful withdrawals this winter. As my friend and mentor Tate Slock always says, if you still have a weak hand when school starts, you wasted your summer. And let me tell you this, there is no excuse for not being a good shooter. Shooting is simply a matter of practice. There has never in the history of the game been a great shooter who didn't consistently put in purposeful practice. But the key is purposeful, deliberate practice. You can't just be a casual shooter and expect to improve your in-game performance. You need to pay close attention to correct mechanics, proper footwork, and progressing to the point where you are making game shots from game spots at game speed. Take a look at how some extra shooting can quickly add up. If you make 100 extra shots 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year, that's 25,000 extra shots a year. If you make 200 extra shots 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year, that's 50,000 extra shots a year you've made. And if you make 400 extra shots 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year, that is 100,000 extra shots a year. How could you not be a great shooter if you made an extra 100,000 shots a year? So why aren't you doing it? In addition to improving your skills during the offseason, which is obviously paramount, players also need to put a strong emphasis on improving their basketball athleticism. They should be working purposefully to improve their strength, power, agility, quickness, reaction, mobility, and balance. I want to share a strength training workout challenge that is perfect for basketball players to do maybe once a month during the offseason to keep things fresh. It's called the 60,000 pounds in 60 minutes challenge. This challenge is a fantastic way to shake things up and reignite competitiveness. This challenge can easily be made into a fun team building workout by pairing players up and having them compete to see who can get the highest poundage on the team. Or you can see which pair can reach 60,000 pounds the quickest. Just as the name implies, the goal is to lift 60,000 pounds in 60 minutes. Now, I know that sounds overwhelming or probably impossible, but trust me, it's doable. It isn't easy, but that's why it's called a challenge. To calculate total poundage, you simply multiply the weight used by the number of reps performed, with perfect form, of course. For example, if a player bench presses 135 pounds for 10 perfect reps, they will have accumulated 1,350 total pounds. Now they only have 58,650 pounds to go. Players should use a pen and paper or use their phones to keep track of their total poundage. They're not going to be able to do it from memory. Here are a few ground rules to make this challenge as effective as possible. No leg press machines. No calf raises. Only full range of motion, perfectly executed reps count. Pull-ups are the only bodyweight exercise allowed, and you simply use the player's body weight as the weight for the resistance. I recommend using free weights and dumbbells as much as possible and try to avoid machines, because they're all calibrated differently. When using dumbbells, it's the total weight. So if a player was bench pressing with 40-pound dumbbells, they would get credit for 80 pounds. And all you do is you start the clock on the very first rep, and you end the workout in exactly 60 minutes. There are several strategies to try, all of which have different benefits. A player can try to lift lighter weights for more reps. They can try to lift heavier weights for fewer reps. They can alternate between upper body and lower body. They can complete several exercises in a row with no rest. Before attempting the 60,000 pounds in 60 minutes challenge, you may want to add the total poundage up from a normal strength training workout just to gauge where you stand before you devise your strategy. Just remember your goals for the off season. Train hard, train smart, train consistently, train with purpose. That's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope I helped you raise your game. We want to thank the team at Dr. Dish for transforming basketball training with their high-tech shooting machines. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. All right, time to get back in the gym.